you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
When he pushes my head like that, I mean, my God.
No, yeah. don't talk over yourself.
When he pushes my head like that, I mean, my God, man, I can't breathe. So we're just, you know, I love coming to Omaha.
I know you.
But I hate puss. I never did like puss. Never did.
Got a bunch of emails here.
Isn't that great? I just said I don't like puss right after I said he pushes my head down. Oh, my God. Take that one too, puss.
Yeah, I think we need that one.
We will.
Here's an email that needs a carport. Got gumbo, but no reach around. And they want you down in Wichita.
Well, Wichita? I'll be in Wichita a week after next.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Cool. Where you been?
Yeah.
Oh, check them out.
Good
man.
People, man.
Yeah, it's a good club, too.
Oh, I eat peck of cheese. I eat peck of cheese.
Oh, do you do that in Wichita?
I was explaining to John off the air that when we see John once a year, hopefully more, but usually about once a year in the studio.
That's all I can handle.
I know.
Yeah.
And during the rest of the year, we'll be talking, and Craig will say, you know, cheese is not a hat or something about the Packers, and we'll go,
I eat peck of cheese.
I'll just play that, and we'll just move on. So it's like you're sitting here all year long, but all you say is,
I eat peck of cheese.
Now, apparently, I don't know what the, is it, what's the pecker cheese carol?
Oh, I think a couple of Christmases ago, we had somebody, we had our buddy
Brian.
I'm about to
play it.
Cut this into a Carol of the Bells.
Yeah.
I think, I don't remember why.
Why?
But
it's almost Christmas. It's not really, but we'll use it anyway.
Well, let's be the first.
Let's hear it.
On the first day of Christmas, John Morgan gave to me a big block of pecker cheese.
Oh, that's
it.
That's lovely.
I eat peck of cheese.
My God. You've never heard that one. I forgot about that. Ryan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, his wife would be so proud.
My God. My children would be so ecstatic on their father.
I got to hear that again.
On the first day of Christmas, John Morgan gave to me a big block of pecker cheese.
I eat peck of cheese.
We know, John.
I'm glad you're here, John. I forgot about that.
I think John was visiting during the holidays.
Yeah, but he hadn't heard that yet.
We whipped that up.
He hadn't heard that.
No. I had never heard that.
No, we did that.
I really think that that's just
Brian
a shame.
Did that. Right. No.
Did we do that after he left?
I know that John didn't hear that. I know that John didn't hear that.
We had to have. Otherwise, we would have played it for you.
And it went the whole holiday season and...
Wow, I'm going to leave
That's
it in
lovely.
There. I'm going to leave that in there.
Yeah, well, of course you are.
So you can sell even fewer tickets in Wichita.
I eat peck of cheese.
All right. John Paul, funnyboneomaha.com. This weekend in Omaha and in Duluth, you've been in Wichita in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. There. Thanks
for
chiming in,
Wichita. Cheese capital of America. Where, in your estimation, is the pecker cheese capital of America?
I would say it's right here in this studio.
We can't argue with that. Can't argue with that.
Greg, please say something.
All right. You want to play a game?
Sure.
Sure.
All right. Let's play Who's Oldest?
All right. Who's Oldest?
Old yes.
guys. All right.
Who's Oldest?
By the way, did you guys get my text about who's taller with Fats Domino?
Yes.
Pissed me off.
That is odd.
Yeah, because you've never heard it. This is a long story, John, but we play Who's Older, which is really stupid, and in the past year we started up Who's Taller, which is stupider. And we talk about never looking at people's heights because we don't want to know, we can't cheat.
Right.
And they introduced CBS Evening News, they called him a 5'5" giant Fats Domino. I didn't know he was that short. And it ruined who's taller now.
Right, for fats it
for
did.
For fats it did. Okay, so who's oldest? Go ahead.
Yeah, who's oldest? Pat Sajak, Hillary, or Jacqueline Smith?
Oh, geez.
Or Charlie's Angel?
I'm gonna roll with it. There's no doubt that it's Jacqueline Smith.
I think it's Jacqueline Smith, too.
And yeah. then?
I'm going to say Pat Sajak.
I think and then?
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I'm in agreement.
I'm not sure about the last two, but I'm sure that
Jacqueline Smith, Pat Sajak, Hillary.
I'll stick with that.
That's how it goes.
I'll stick with that.
You're all right. Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. She's 72. He Pat is 71. Hillary, 70.
All right.
You know who's tallest?
I'm guessing.
Three. Jacqueline Smith.
I'm guessing he is.
Jacqueline Smith.
Yeah, I'd go with Jacqueline.
Who we got?
I'll go with Pat Sajak.
Jacqueline Smith, yeah. Pat Sajak, or Hillary?
Pat Sajak's taller.
I'm going to go with Jacqueline Smith.
Yeah. Because he's shorter than Vanna, isn't he?
Yeah, she always wears heels.
She's got heels.
They all wear heels. I'll just say Pat Sajak.
Pat Sajak's the tallest at 5'10". Hillary is 5'5". Jacqueline, 5'7".
Interesting.
Not really.
Not at all.
Yeah, now who looks the oldest, I would switch that around and say Hillary, then Pat, then Jacqueline.
Yeah, that's right.
Probably.
Agree.
Yeah.
On the first day of Christmas, John Morgan gave to me a big block of pepper cheese.
We need a stinger at the end of those games. They kind of fall flat. So I'll just use the pecker cheese through the holidays.
Former President George H.W. Bush has apologized again after actress Heather Lind said that he groped her as they posed for a picture at an event a few years ago.
We had a big conversation about this yesterday that, not necessarily defending anybody, but as an old guy in a wheelchair, I don't even know if he knew what he was doing. If we saw the photo.
In a brief response to the allegations, which she detailed in a recent Instagram post that she has now deleted, a spokesman for the 93-year-old former president did not explicitly deny her account, but said in a statement that President Bush would never under any circumstances intentionally cause anyone distress, and he most sincerely apologizes if his attempted humor offended Ms. Lind. Later on, they released a fuller statement from the Bush clan, saying that at age 93, President Bush has been confined to a wheelchair for roughly 5 years. So his arm falls on the lower waist of people with whom he takes pictures. To try and put people at ease, the president routinely tells the same joke, and on occasion, he has patted women's rears in what he intended to be a good-natured manner. Some have seen it as innocent. Others clearly view it as inappropriate.
Like he did all through the 40s.
To anyone he has offended, President Bush apologizes most sincerely.
Yeah, I just think it's a...
But he's 93, man.
Exactly, you're right. You know, it's funny because I don't have hatred towards this man.
And, no.
And I want the right to notice this. I don't care if the old man did something stupid at 91 in a wheelchair, you know?
I hope I get groped. I mean, you know.
We can arrange that.
I like you. You don't worry about nothing, puss. You just keep taping stuff.
Oh, he will.
No, once again, we had a woman call in who actually kind of called us out on this a little bit yesterday, saying it's not appropriate. We didn't say anything was about being appropriate. She said, of course it's inappropriate. I just can't bring up the anger. With all the other crap going on in the world, I can't bring up my anger towards a 91-year-old
Absolutely.
Bush in a wheelchair, you know, saying something stupid.
Right.
You know. You think Barbara yelled at him? Or she'd know he's been
patting ass years ago.
Yeah, she yelled at him in 48.
He is trained.
Yeah, when he started his oil company in 48, he started patting secretaries on the ass. That's when she yelled at him, right?
Yeah, she yelled at him years ago. Now she just rolls her eyes.
Yeah. Oh, George.
Oh, yeah. Well, what else is she going to do at 88?
Exactly.
Wish she was getting groped by
him. Yes, exactly. How come your hand don't go limp when you grab mine?
Oh, damn. That's
That's going to be another tape.
Yes, it is.
Really? Yeah. Don't even start doing it, puss. Just stand that SOB.
I got to make a note here.
You realize.
I know most people can't see the visual, but Puss is in another room with glass right across, and John has to get up, turn around, and yell in the window.
And you don't have to be so loud.
No,
he can hear
no,
you.
No, I like it, because it's the microphone.
In your inside voice. Yeah,
this is an outside group, I can tell you that.
But the louder you protest, the more that clip's going to get played. You know that.
You know what? That's a hell of a clip. Y'all should play that.
Oh, they will.
Yes.
Ready to I've been screwed in this studio so many times. That better be on tape.
That's an old one, too. That was the last time you were here. That's the last time you're here, John. We get a new one every time. Scrooden.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever come to the studio without leaving us at least one clip.
Without putting his foot in his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a given.
Yeah, it is.
We not can't. A yank. No, it's gentle pull.
There's your limp. There's your limp hand for you. All right.
I knew we should have went bowling.
Didn't know that was an option. I'd go with it. Didn't know that was an option.
Where's the van?
Let's go
probably
bowling.
Probably sell just as many tickets.
Oh, cheap. Oh, geez, shut up. Hey, come out and see John's new goat. Yeah. And the whiskers on his chin, too.
it's a nice therapy goat.
Yeah, therapy
when he backs up to defense, I love him. Yep.
That's a good goat.
Well trained.
That's a good goat.
Well, it turns out Albert Einstein pulled a Dalai Lama from Bill Murray from Caddyshack back in the day, if you remember.
Yeah,
Bill Murray
met the Dalai Lama and gave him, you'll find
peace on his deathbed
or something like that.
Instead of a tip.
I got that going for me, right?
Instead of a tip. Well, Albert Einstein
did
Dolly,
that a few
years ago.
Hey, Dalai, have a little for the effort.
Yeah. Yeah. Albert Einstein did that years ago.
Really?
He had just won or just found out that he was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics. This is in 1922.
Smart guy.
Yeah. He had just found this out, and he was going to stay at a hotel somewhere, wherever it was he was traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have any cash to give the bellboy. And he says, wait, I don't have a tip, but I will. But here, let me write something. I'm famous. This is going to be great.
What'd he say?
And he said, a calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness. Okay.
That's true.
That's nice.
That's true.
How much did that napkin recently sell for?
Yeah.
$1.3 million.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
How old was the dude at the time? He was
a bellboy in 22.
So he's gone. So his family, or is he still alive?
Surely not.
So his family sold it?
Yeah.
How much?
$1.3 million.
Man. That's a big tip. That's better than the 2 bits he would have gotten 22.
Yeah. Einstein told the bellboy that because of his fame, the handwritten note, quote, will probably be worth more than a regular tip. The bidding started at $2,000.
And it went to what?
$1.3 million.
Man.
In 25 minutes, it went from 2,000 to 1.3 mil.
Wow.
You know, I didn't bring any food up here for y'all this morning, but I'm going to leave y'all a little napkin written here.
Mm-hmm.
You sorry SOBs. In 100 years, that'll sell
for a nickel.
A nickel, that napkin's worth.
No, you got to write this.
I eat pecker cheese.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
I eat pecker cheese. That might bring
a couple of bucks.
Sign that. You sign that everywhere.
You can get it on the first day of Christmas.
I get a photo with you. Can you sign that I eat pecker cheese? Ask John that weekend, by the way. You're going to see John this weekend at Funny Bone or anywhere in the next couple weeks. Ask him for an autograph and say, can I sign it? I eat pecker cheese.
You got to cook up a grilled pecker cheese in the kitchen in his honor.
Colleen
Houston.
Really
should be.
Yes,
really
yeah,
should
I am.
Be a pecker cheese.
John Paul Morgan's grilled pecker cheese this weekend at the Funny Bone.
Yeah. Brian
sending text to the chef right now.
I am.
Yeah, Brian can do that. He's a good chef.
Is he? Bendig's awesome.
I don't know where he's going to get it.
Yeah.
Colleen heard that, but pretended not to listen.
I know.
A slight cheddar.
Just put regular cheese in there and just call it pecker cheese.
Yeah. No, since I'm Cajun, let's use pepper jack.
There you go. I like pepper jack.
And not fromunda.
No.
Not fromunda.
Should there be some sort of stinky cheese in there?
Yeah, there should be a hint of pecker.
That stuck to the tape, too.
Oh, nice, Todd.
I like that one, Todd.
Todd's back.
A hint of pecker. It's just a hint of pecker.
And he's big enough to cut my throat.
He's got some scissors.
Just start puncturing.
For those who can't see.
You can trim that goat with those.
Did we mention that Billy Joel's wife actually had the baby girl?
We never mentioned it, but 68 years of age, had a brand new baby. When you have a lot of the money, you can do things like that.
Yes. And it was just the other day where they said that she was pregnant.
It's got to be. I understand you have a lot of money, and I understand you want to make your wife happy, his fifth wife. But there's something about sitting in that room being 68. Even he's got mortality in his head, thinking, man. I'm 60 freaking eight.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the worst one was when, I don't care if he's 68. He could live another 20 years.
Tony Randall.
Yes. He had kids in his 80s.
Yeah.
And they were like three and he died of old age. I mean, that was pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
But anybody can die anytime. So I have no problem with the guy being an older father. None.
Right.
None. And especially if the guy can take care of him. And obviously Billy Joel can.
I don't like the terminology new dad, though.
He's
I keep
not
hearing
dad.
That. No, he's not a new dad.
No.
He's been a dad for quite some time.
Yeah,
he's
Ray.
A dad again.
Right.
He's got a 40-year-old daughter, right?
Alexa Ray, and then he's got the second kid with this girl.
Yes. Yeah.
Is she 40?
She might not be 40, but she's
so how
30.
Many children does he have all
just three.
Three.
Okay, so the new one makes three?
Yeah, but the new one he had, this is the second one he's had with his younger wife, yeah.
Right, and one of them, okay.
So, Alexa Ray he had with Christy Brinkley, and she's probably in her mid-30s at least. Yeah,
she looks fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this is the thing. Those other two daughters, they're 40.
Right.
Right? Or thereof, close to him.
Only one
He's got one. The other two are like three and the new one. He's got two babies, basically. A toddler and a new one running around now.
Okay, so the 40-year-old daughter
has
a 3-year-old sister.
Yes.
And she says, you know, B-I-T-C-H, you got to be kidding me. You coming in for half. Right? Oh. And then she gets used to that.
I never thought about that.
Then she gets used to that. And she goes, all right, 50-50.
Yeah.
And then this other little hooker rolls around. And now we're thirding it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's in the back of Alexa Ray's head. Yeah.
I would.
Billy Joel's got a lot of cash.
I would say, Pop, can I sleep over at your house tonight? And when he's sleeping, I'd cut his testicles. I mean, I was just like.
So the inheritance doesn't keep getting
stop
split
it.
Up.
If not, I'm going to be down to a quarter. Are you kidding me?
No. I think you're wrong a little bit here.
Tell me
why. Because Alexa gets Christy Brinkley money, too.
Yeah, but Dave, she has other kids also.
But still, I'm sure she gets a nice cut. She's only 31, by the way.
Oh, Alexa Ray.
I was off.
Alexa.
Yeah. I was off a decade.
And 31, 40, same age.
Yeah. I see that. You looked at an inheritance point of view. You're right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And 5'2". She's only 5'2".
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, she's taller than her sister.
There you go.
I don't like saying this next sentence, and I fear I will say a version of it a lot.
She got that from her dad, by the way.
Let's be quiet.
Her mom is quite a bit taller than that.
Yeah.
This is a sentence that's going to be said. A version of this is going to be said a lot, and I don't like it. Roy Orbison's hologram is going on tour.
That sucks.
Whoa.
That's just ridiculous.
Well, at least it's one of those holograms that don't have to move much because he just stood there when he sang.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He had the finest hair in the business.
No, there's a great – do you ever see the Roy Orbison concert when he with all the it's black and white, filmed in like 88, 89.
Oh.
It's got Elvis Costello and Springsteen as backing band.
When he was doing the resurgence thing.
Yeah, but it was just him in concert with he's got all stars just playing guitars behind him. I mean, Springsteen's just his guitar player, and so is Elvis Costello. That he just stands there and sings with a great voice. Obviously.
All right, we're just a Dylan death away from the Wilbury's hologram going on tour.
Yes. So there's holograms going on tour, accompanied by the Royal Philharmonic.
Jeff Lynne's alive.
Oh, Jeff Lynne's
still alive.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
I'm actually working on my hologram right now.
You might as well use that.
It's called the Pecker Cheese Tour. And it's going to make an impact.
You could retire and just have a hologram sitting here with us.
Absolutely.
Well, at least on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would the hologram just spew that one line?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And then it picks
on
up.
On the first day of Christmas, John Morgan gave to me a big block of Pecker Cheese.
I can't believe that's
in a song. Is Brian listening? Brian, our musical director on the program, doesn't work in the building anymore, but he's still keeping contact. I wonder if he actually...
He does awesome work.
I wonder if he remembered why we did that, because I don't remember why we did that. And even Puss doesn't. But I'm glad we remembered it, because John hadn't heard it yet. And I have no idea why we threw in the John Paul Morgan Pecker Cheese Carol.
And why did I have to be the first day of Christmas? That means it gets repeated 12 times.
Yes, it does.
I guess we only wanted to do two turtle doves
and it's a big block of Pecker Cheese.
It's only one verse?
It is.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, you can add the rest.
That's got to be.
Is it two turtle doves?
Oh, if we did 12 verses of that, we'd lose the audience. That's exactly how long it should be. Yeah.
Just the final one.
Yep.
That's all we care about is that gift. You can have the ladies' major
better
milk
than fruitcake.
Yeah, 5 golden rings and a big block of Pecker Cheese.
Don't worry about 8 and maids milking something.
No, we don't need that. That makes the Pecker Cheese. Bush, do you remember why we did that? I was going to ask
not
Brian. I know. I threw it
not
out there.
A clue.
If Brian's listening, please let us know why we did that, because I think it's great.
I mean, God knows the violent left turns that the show takes.
I'm
Who knows
you.
How we got there?
I'm with you. John Paul Morgan, funnyboneomaha.com, starting tonight. If you haven't seen John over the years, go see him. If you have, go back. You will not be disappointed.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.